You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This week's SME is making me feel really guilty about where I didn't go today. In fact, where I haven't been all week and for a number of weeks consistently. And that is the gym. So the company is in the business of making fitness equipment such as weights and benches and bars, as well as the fitness apparel. It is called Herd, and its founder, Hamish Herd, joins the market update to discuss the business of fitness. Hamish, thanks so much for your time. So you named the company after yourself?
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
Yes, I'm wonderful. And how are you?
No, good, thank you. Yeah, so the company is named after my surname. We were initially a different company called Be Aesthetics. And then, yeah, it was just, it's a bit of a long story, but shortly one of my friends suggested bringing my surname into the company, and we tested it on a product, and then we decided to rebrand the whole company to Herd.
All right, and how would you say that rebrand has gone?
No, definitely better. Can't complain. Like I say, it just fits more of the company, which we were in the past, and refer to the name, the whole image, and yeah, can't complain. Like I say, really happy with it.
How did you start? When did you start?
So we started coming now 30 June, 5 years ago. Started coming from a professional rugby and also, you know, doing CrossFit, you know, training pretty much twice a day. Doing CrossFit, and then I needed personally like a few products, and it was just too expensive, and then I thought, let me see how I can maybe start making the products. And I actually got my mom, and she made me some of the products, and then I thought, okay, well, let's see if I can turn this into business. And then we started making the products, and really slowly, small, and then with time we started growing and developing into where we are now.
So you actually make some of the kettlebells and the dumbbells and all the other kinds of weights and benches here in South Africa?
Yeah, so to be exact, Silverton, Pretoria. We've got our own factory there, so we manufacture our products from raw steel to finishing, powder coating, sewing, branding, the works, and the whole process to execution and to the customer.
Is it a profitable business?
It is definitely a profitable business, but it is also tough competing against China. You know, competitors bringing their products in from China with a lot higher margin rate. So it is definitely profitable. It is tough. But I think we believe we've got a bigger market and niche because we manufacture all of our products ourselves, the local support, and we have the position where we can custom products, choose with colors, you know, and any form of way for our customers, which our competitors can't do.
Sure. So you've been in business for the past 5 years. A lot has happened in the past 5 years. How would you describe the business experience? What have been the main highlights and lowlights in the past 5 years?
So it's taken a while. Like I said, we started 5 years ago. The first 2 years, 3 years, sorry, was we worked in our garage, double garage, at my house, and I had a person who did all my sewing work, a gentleman, and then also she was my house cleaner at that stage, and us three worked together. I was working full time for a construction company, and so we started the business, and then 2 years ago, with the whole lockdown, everybody was in lockdown, came back. So initially the first 3 years we were only doing limited products, smaller things, more sewing and so forth. And then after lockdown, we started going into the steel industry and the steel products and so forth. And that's when we started the factory, and all my people, like the lady who worked at my house, the gentleman also, they're all full-time at the company and actually have higher positions than where they were then. And so we've grown so with time now. So that was probably, I would say, like our last 2 years, that's been our highest point of growing the company to where we are by far. Lowest points, there's a few, I could put it so. It's not easy running a company. It's not easy, you know, keeping every customer happy. But you need to take it day by day.
Why the decision to switch to steel?
Why do we switch to steel?
Yes.
just a higher margin, a profit margin, and it's a higher value also in sales in your products itself. In the past, we had, like, let's say a backpack, which would be like 1,000 rand, where we're now making a leg press, which is 20,000 rand. So it's high value products, bigger cost, and bigger profit margins, and it's different. Things we can do which our competitors can't do. We can take products and design anything out there, bring products from overseas and manufacture it here, where our competitors can't do. And like I said, the steel is just, it's a nice industry to be in.
And then who are your customers? Who do you supply all these products to?
So majority of our customers are home gym clients, and then we have a few, and we're starting to move with time into the commercial. That is our main focus, the commercial industry, commercial gyms. But till now, our main focus and biggest client base have been personal trainers who have their own facilities in their house, or just the person who takes their garage and sets up a gym.
In this country alone, or you are also supplying to other markets?
So we are majority of South Africa, then we are in Namibia, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. Mm-hmm. We have had a few clients like Mauritius and UK, but not too big. It's quite expensive getting the big steel products over there. So unfortunately, not as yet, but hopefully in the future.
So you're saying that particularly in the last 2 years, there has been a positive turnaround in the business. Essentially, my understanding of what you were saying is that you're doing better. And it's really interesting because, I mean, the past 2 years is also a period where we saw the COVID-19 pandemic issue or bring with it a ban on working out. So you say, yes, most of your client base are the home the guys who work out at home, the personal trainers who do things privately. A long-winded question, but has COVID-19 been good for your business then?
I've had a question a few times in the past and even now. For me, yes. It's been I don't want to say it's the best thing that's ever happened, because obviously it's been having a massive impact on everyone in the world. But lockdown did help us. If it wasn't for lockdown, I wouldn't say we wouldn't be where we are now, but I think it would have taken a bit longer, if I can put it so. So the thing is, that period of lockdown, the gyms were closed, unfortunately. So a lot of people still wanted to keep on training, but they had to train at the house. And then they started buying equipment, and it got in a massive market. There were so many scams out there, so many people just selling left, right, center on Facebook. And that turned the business big time around, being able to supply clients for their home gym. And then with that fund and also that reputation and so forth, we started building the company. So, but it also has put obstacles. I mean, COVID did financially a massive impact onto majority of our individuals. So it's a hard one, if I can put it so.
But the thing is, so I look at some of the gym equipment and I think to myself, I mean, this stuff has a pretty long shelf life. You know, you're not going to buy a new kettlebell every year, or maybe you are. But talk to me about that and just, I mean, the growth momentum that you have seen in the past 2 years, just as a result of the pandemic spurring a whole lot more working out at home, just the replacement leg time, as it were, and to what degree the fact that the equipment that you are in has a longer shelf life poses risk to your longer term growth.
It does, definitely, with the shelf life, if you put it so. The thing is, what we are trying to focus on more is that we provide our customers, let's say, the basic setup, and then we focus on new products which can be added on to the setup. To their, let's say, their rack or their squat stand, and keep on developing new products, which is not in SA, which is seen abroad, which clients want here. Also in facilities, like, let's say, home clients, home gyms, you don't have that much space. So to be able to make products which can either fold away or get stored in some way, that helps a lot also. So we try to focus on that. And also, as I mentioned, we're still in the growing phase. I mean, we have a lot of products as to now, and there's still a lot we can make. So that's why we keep on doing business, because we each month, we at a stage where we try to make every single week a new product and launch a new product.
That's a lot of innovation. So you did mention the fact that, I mean, the people that you started with, some of the people that you started with, they've grown with the company, and they've even grown in ranks. So how many people are you employing presently? And, you know, who's responsible for this frequent innovation that you are seemingly doing?
So we've got two. I've got a gentleman and lady who started initially with me, and they're still at the company. As mentioned, the gentleman, he did all my sewing work, and he's in charge of that department. And the lady was, as mentioned, my house cleaner. She's in charge of all my shipping and dispatch, packaging department, and shipping of all of our products. We're currently on 15 full-time employed employees. And we try to I believe a lot in keeping a tight-knit family. We have every morning our meeting, our prayer together. I don't want to see my employer as just a person working for me.
Sure.
I want to have it as a family.
Sure.
Because I know the energy I invest in them, not even a financial point of view, more of a relationship, you will receive a return.
All right.
That's what I believe.
Hamish, unfortunately, I have to cut you there, so we are out of time. Fascinating business, really nice story. Thanks so much for sharing it with us. Hamish Hurd, founder of Hurd.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.